Brothers and sisters, a short word of exhortation on 1 Peter, built up in holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Just to think for a few moments on those spiritual sacrifices that you and I are called upon to undertake, to elevate, to deepen, to quicken our daily exercises for God. First of all, please, Philippians chapter 2. Philippians 2 and verse number 17. Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. For the same cause also do ye joy and rejoice with me. Combine, please, with Romans chapter 15. Romans chapter 15 and verse 16. That I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Ghost. It's wonderful to think, brethren and sisters, that our witness every day to individuals we meet, to those who come to the hall, to those indeed who read anything that we're able to pen to paper, then this is a spiritual exercise in the terms of a spiritual sacrifice. Something to lift up to God, something for His pleasure. Something indeed where we have a reflection of that sacrifice from the Old Testament. An odor, indeed, a sweet odor to our God. Certainly our witness, brethren and sisters, every day, if we realized how pleasing it is to God, that we would have something to lift up to Him, then indeed how quickened it would be. Then please, very quickly, Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13. Verse 15. By Him therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. If indeed witness has an aspect of spiritual sacrifice, if there's something we can be engaged in that will lift up that to God which brings pleasure to Him, that faith indeed that may be induced in individuals that Paul speaks about to the Philippians, or indeed where he speaks of the Gentiles as an offering in Romans chapter 15, then certainly it's easy to understand that only our witness, but our worship, has that aspect of spiritual sacrifice. That indeed which fulfills so much of the Old Testament. So much indeed of that which, for instance, would speak of the peace offering. That indeed which would speak of thanksgiving, that first element is suggested indeed as the reason for that offering. And so we have here, by Him therefore, let us keep on offering up. The problem for the Hebrews isn't that they hadn't started praising God, but rather that they were in danger of stopping. And so here it says, therefore, let us keep on offering the sacrifice of praise to God continually, and that indeed the fruit of our lips. And yes, it is giving thanks to His name. So, number two, worship is a spiritual sacrifice that you and I should be readily engaged in, should continue. There should be never any flagging. And we should be aware, brethren and sisters, of how much pleasure it brings to our God, acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. And then the next verse, verse 16. Not only witness, nor just worship, but works of kindness, but to do good, and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. How forgetful we are that these wonderful works of kindness, these things that indeed every one of us is capable of, following the Lord Jesus Christ, who went about doing good. How indeed you and I, brethren and sisters, bring pleasure to the Father. when we engage in such sacrificial exercise as indeed simply here to do good and literally to share. Don't forget. Don't forget. Brethren, sisters, indeed, we all engage in different kinds of activities. There are those gifted for certain things. There are those marked out for certain activities. But here is something even the weakest saint can be engaged in. Here is something that every sister, indeed, can be totally occupied with, that doing good and sharing. Brethren, sisters, there's need around us. The aged saints, our neighbours, who indeed would love us to spend some time and interest in their own situations. Number three, then, are these works of kindness that themselves are sacrificial acts. Then number three, we could think, please, of Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, very simply indeed, and surprisingly perhaps, we think here of workers' support. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 17. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which you sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. Here the Apostle Paul has commended them for, indeed, their care for him. Your kindness, he says, your care for me has flourished again. He goes back to the early days when they left Philippi and went down further into Macedonia, went to Thessalonica. And there, he says, you sent once and again unto my necessity. Consistent giving. I don't suppose he was there very long, weeks literally, perhaps. And now, indeed, they were so aware and so in touch with his needs that in that short distance of time, they'd already sent two gifts down. And then, it seems, as the apostle says, that they would love to have done more, but they lacked opportunity. And these many years later, Epaphroditus turns up unexpectedly in Rome. And here's the Apostle Paul, the man who's learned, indeed, to cope with every kind of situation. I know how to be abased. I know how to abound. And here, indeed, it might have been an abased day. And when Epaphras turns up, it became an abounding day. For the apostle's able to say, verse 18, but I have all and abound. Here indeed was a very wonderful occurrence that this dear brother had turned up. And so indeed was that situation had arisen. That circumstances were such in Philippi that he could have another collection. That there was the ability for someone to take the things that were sent. And they had arrived at Rome. And Paul is only too willing to acknowledge to receipt in a proper way what had been received. But he says, not because I desire a gift. It wasn't as if indeed it was a wonderful thing for him in that what he was looking for. No, he says, what I am looking for is fruit that may abound to your account. Well, he says, I have all. I am full. Having received of Epaphroditus the things which you sent from you. And that would have been good, wouldn't it? That would have been enough. Properly acknowledged. A full receipt. Full stop. Not at all. For now he elevates those things that were sent to a level indeed that perhaps, well, maybe it surprises us. To use words. Words that almost identically follow words already used in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 2. Where he speaks there of the Lord Jesus Christ, who there in that sacrifice of Calvary, it says, given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savour. So these things that were sent, yes indeed the apostle was thankful, but indeed it brought pleasure to God, acceptable unto God. And the word acceptable, of course, always carries with it the idea of pleasure. Not mere that which is okay and acceptable, but that which brings pleasure. And the fact that they'd sent, now remember, they had given and given sacrificially. Wasn't Philippi in Macedonia? And wasn't it in Macedonia that the saints were in deep poverty? And hadn't they given already out of that deep poverty, 2 Corinthians chapter 8? And indeed, yes, it was known. Well, they'd given again. And here they'd collected things. Just things. But these things now become something so wonderful because they brought pleasure to God. What a wonderful exercise for assemblies to be engaged in. To be indeed in touch with workers. Those indeed who are looking to God. Those indeed who, yes, they're not looking to men. Taking nothing of the Gentiles. But looking to God day by day. But God is looking to us. He's looking to us to be exercised in a spiritual way. That we might be engaged in spiritual sacrifices. And here's a spiritual sacrifice in the most wonderful way. A holy priesthood. To offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Well, brethren, sisters, this was very acceptable to God. And the apostle in his turn was only too thankful for this. But last of all, please, not only is it our witness that should be a spiritual sacrifice, nor just our worship, certainly not just our works of kindness, nor that which is engaged in worker support, but Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. What a verse to end in, to take us into the new year. Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. The word reasonable, of course, attracts to itself a wide variety of interpretation. There are many things it could mean. Intelligent, spiritual, reasonable indeed. And there's nothing unreasonable at what we are asked to do here. That indeed it is our wholeheartedness that's asked for. That we realizing, appreciating, and enjoying the mercies of God. As, for instance, expressed here in these first 11 chapters of Romans, but going beyond, surely. As you and I look back on a year, there have been good times, as we've heard. There have been times where we've been touched by the mercy of God, the grace of God. What's our response? And our response here is that we should act intelligently with a spiritual intelligence that rises, indeed, with an appreciation that this is acceptable to God, bringing pleasure to him, that our bodies should be living sacrifices. Well, it says, a holy priesthood, sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Exactly what it says. Your bodies are living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. If we only appreciate what we are, why we are here, what God wants us to do as we move into the new year. Indeed, if we could just grasp this, we would certainly be able to rise to this wonderful situation. Of course, there's a way that we should be doing this, be engaged in this spiritual exercise. There in Hebrews chapter 12, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably, with reverence and godly fear. If that would characterize us, if first of all we appreciated the pleasure we can bring to God in a world indeed that disappoints in every aspect, at every moment, at every turn. But indeed if we could appreciate this, that from down here, in the depths of despair and darkness, there could rise up something to God by way of a sweet savor that brings pleasure to him, acceptable unto God, surely holy, set apart for him. And yes, it's reasonable. And to go along with that, of course, naturally, we go into verse 2. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We want to know that. As we move into the new year, we would love to know the will of God in every situation, to meet every need, to know how to fill every day. To know where to place our energy, our exercise, and our means. And here, brethren and sisters, we have the necessary components presented to us, presenting our bodies, transforming our minds, that they may be renewed. And then we're in a position available to God. We are meet for the Master's use. He'll speak and use, indeed, to his glory. Surely, brethren and sisters, our wholeheartedness is certainly a spiritual sacrifice that God is looking for. Yes, God wants a spiritual sacrifice in terms of our witnesses. Paul, literally, if I be poured out on the sacrifice of your faith. Paul says, as we've heard already, in fact, someone was able to tell us, Paul is saying to the Philippians, it doesn't matter about me, it matters about you. That's what matters. Your faith is bringing pleasure to God. And if it means my life simply poured out, ended, I'm satisfied. I'm but an adjunct. I'm but a drink offering. You are the burnt offering. You're the major thing. I'm just something that goes along with it. If we could just have that, if we could just grasp that, we'd be in the right attitude for witness, for worship. Go on offering up. Don't be daunted. Don't despair. Whatever pressure and problems ensue, that we should show works of kindness, don't forget. Don't forget, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased, acceptable to God. Workers' support, the things that were sent, a sacrifice acceptable. Wholeheartedness, yes, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Amen.